I'm Sean Power reporting. The ice cream capital of the world is gearing up for his signature summer celebration, as Ice Cream Days will return to Lamar's from Wednesday, June 17th through Saturday, June 20th, with details on the 4 days of fun revealed. The celebration kicks off on Wednesday, June 17th with a community coffee event, followed by the Tri-State Cruisers Classic Car Show, live music from the CRS band, and a municipal band concert and ice cream social in Foster Park. Thursday, June 18th will feature a kids' theater production of That's Not How I Remember It at the Postal Playhouse, followed by Prime Bank's ice cream social and an outdoor screening of the movie Hoppers at the Lamar Chevrolet GMC. Friday, June 19th is headlined by a new free ice cream bash concert featuring musician Tyler Anthony and the Kids Fun Fest hosted by the Lamar's Arts Center. The 4 days of fun will wrap up on Saturday, June 20th with the Ice Cream Days Parade, the YMCA Frozen Fun Run 5K and Kids Dash, and the free ice cream bash concert featuring the Schmidt Brothers. Events and activities taking place on both Friday and Saturday include the carnival, the ice cream train, and new activities such as rock art and the Waffle Cone Warrior Course. For a full list of events and activities, visit icecreamdays.com. Ice Cream Days will return to Lamar's from Wednesday, June 17th through Saturday, June 20th. More than 40 years after a visit to Iowa that left a lasting impression on him, former heavyweight boxing champion George Foreman has been laid to rest in Sioux City's Logan Park Cemetery. Foreman, who lived in Houston, Texas, had expressed a desire to be buried in Iowa following a trip through the Les Hills in 1988. His daughter Natalie says her father often spoke of the sense of peace he felt during that visit, and after his death in March of 2025, they traveled from Texas and laid him to rest a month later on April 17th at the cemetery overlooking the Les Hills and Stone State Park.
When our father passed, we faced not only the emotional weight of loss, but also the logistical challenge of honoring him properly from many states away. During the time it took to create his headstone, there were periods of uncertainty due in part to distance. We waited, we visited often, but mostly we just trusted.
Now a headstone has been finished showing Foreman in his Olympic uniform waving an American flag. The family gathered in Sioux City on Thursday to mark the occasion.
You treated our father not just as a famous name, but as one of your own, worthy of protection and honor, and for that we are forever indebted. Please know that your efforts reached far beyond Sioux City city limits. They reached us, they comforted us, and they will stay with us.
One of his sons, George Foreman IV, says his father brought happiness to everyone he met.
George Foreman is a trademark owner of the happiest of all time. And he would have been so proud for us to be here because the kindest, most joyful and happy people are right here in Iowa. And I got to see it firsthand. He carried that with him everywhere he went.
Mayor Bob Scott says planning the ceremony has been quietly underway for the last year.
He loved Iowa. Some of the kids got in the car and drove through Iowa. And I guess they saw the Sergeant Floyd Monument in the river and they said, called home and said, I think we found the place. Went to Logan Park Cemetery. He always wanted to be buried on a hill. They found the perfect hill. And the rest is history.
The family visited the gravesite to see the completed headstone in Sioux City on Thursday. Foreman is survived by his wife, 10 children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. And that's a look at your local news. I'm Sean Power.